Bear release day dawns cloudy and damp. Just east of busy traffic on Highway 47, Mark Naniot has rounded up interns and a small crew of volunteers.
So what we're going to do is we're going to walk out to the cage for those of you that haven't participated in the past. I'm going to bring in probably 2 to 3 people actually in the cage with me to do the tranquilizing, and everybody else is going to kind of stay back, because if everybody gets too close, the bears are going to be running around going too crazy, and we don't want that to happen.
Naniot and his wife, Sharon Larson, run Wild Instincts, a wildlife rehab center. They've been taking care of 5 black bear cubs since late spring.
3 were siblings, and that one, their mother was killed by a car. So that's how we got those 3. The other 2 were individuals that probably somehow got separated from the mother, and both of them came in extremely undersized and underweight.
Those 2 were about 8 pounds, and when they're that small, cubs don't have a good chance of surviving on their own. Their main predators? Adult male bears.
So male bears are cannibals, and they do prey on cubs very readily.
There's also coyotes, wolves, and fishers to worry about. Now these young bears are closer to 100 pounds and ready to be in the wild. Naniot enters the large bear enclosure, wearing thick leather gloves. He carries a 9-foot pole with a tranquilizer on the end.
He's reloading the jab stick. So that one.
Oh, he's climbing up the
wall. He's climbing up one of the trees. Now he came down.
Sharon Larson explains what's going on as we watch from a distance. Bears don't like humans, so we don't want to stress them out by getting too close while they're awake. Once the drugs kick in, though, the 5 young bears collapse into deep sleep. They're sprawled out and snoring.
Yeah,
everybody's down. Okay.
Closest one is the next one.
Okay.
Inside the cage, Naniot and a few helpers load each bear onto a green fabric stretcher. Up close, the bears are smaller than you might expect, no bigger than some large dogs. Each fits into a pet carrier, draped with a white sheet.
So what was the second? First was the boy.
For Naniot and Larson, the release can't come soon enough. Keeping bears is expensive. At their peak of consumption, a bear can eat up to $20 a day in fresh produce. Multiply that times the 10 bears Wild Instincts had last year, and the numbers start to add up.
Bears are one of the most expensive. Roughly, to take it a bear from start to finish is about $3,000 per bear. And if you look at the cost last year, we had 10 bears, so that's $30,000.
That may be part of why nobody else in the state is licensed for bears. Besides the cost of food, bears need a lot of space, which means a big, expensive cage. Naniot and Larson's operation is just 3 years old, and they say finding enough money has been a constant scramble. But besides the pressure of keeping the organization afloat, Naniot says sometimes the most difficult part of his day is just staying awake.
Pretty much with wildlife rehab, you feed and clean, feed and clean. You get a couple minutes to come out and build on a cage, and then you go back and do some more feeding and cleaning. So it's typically a 15, 16-hour a day, 7-day-a-week job during the spring, summer, and early fall.
It's been 9 years since they've taken a vacation. So why keep doing it?
Basically, giving the animals a second chance. A lot of these situations that the animals come in, it's human caused, whether it's hit by cars, habitat destruction, you know, all types of things like that. So, you know, a lot of our feeling is that since humans were the ones that kind of caused a lot of these situations, we should be the ones to fix it.
Naniot drives a trailer full of bears about 20 minutes north into the American Legion State Forest. Late fall is a good time to release the bears. Since they're already fattened up for their winter sleep, they won't have to look for food, and they won't have much time to get into trouble.
What we try to do is get them as far away from people as possible, put them in a good habitat, where there's a water source and there's a food source. And so there's a lot of good den sites in the area that we're putting them. There's a lot of boulders and tipped over trees.
The bears are hauled out of their carriers and given a shot to reverse the tranquilizer. 2 of the bears are already waking up. They don't want to be touched, but are too wobbly from the muscle relaxant to do much about it. Watching the bears stagger away to freedom is a little strange and even anticlimactic, but Naniot says releases like this one are the payoff for long days and sleepless nights.
It's very exhilarating to be able to see them go back into the wild and know that, you know, you saved this animal's life and took it from a probably a certain death, and we're able to let it go back into the wild and give it a second chance.
They won't be enjoying the payoff for too long. Naniot and his crew must now turn resolutely to the next task at hand, cleaning up a mountain of bear poop. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.